Let us start at Daf Mem Hei Yomad Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Sholchu lei b'nei bein nichsi l'rabe, mi shechetzyei eved v'chetzyei ben chayren, habo albas Yisrael mal. What is the halacha if you have a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayren that was bo albas Yisrael? So the shaila was, is it a mamzer, is it not a mamzer? Omalei, so Rabbi told them, Hashte Eved Kulei Amrinin Kosher, if an Eved is Bor Bas Yisrael, we hold its kosher. Chetche mi boy, so Chetche Shezicha mi kosher. Omar Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi, More de Shmaite Mono. Rabbi Yehuda, who was the one that held that Eved Abo Abbas Yisrael have lot kosher? Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'omar Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Chetshei Eved, Chetshei Ben Chayrin, Abo Abbas Yisrael, Oisei Vlad, Ein Loi Takone. Rabbi Yehuda himself said that Oisei Vlad, Ein Loi Takone. So the Gemara, it's a Memela, so we see somehow your Kavachimah doesn't work. He, Rabbi Yehuda, had said that an Eved Ababas Yisrael have lad kosher. And Rabbi Yehuda himself said that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyren Ababas Yisrael have lad Eisem lad and Leitakon. So the Gemara answered, Ki Itma the Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Goin the Kodesh Bas Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about the Kaddish Bas Yisrael, that this Chatzi Eved was Mekaddish Bas Yisrael, the Nimtzo Tzad Abdish Sheboi Mishtamish Be'ishas Ish. That the Tzad Abdish is Mishtamish Be'ishas Ish. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi said, let us see just an Havlad Ein Lo Itakone Be'bas Yisrael. Kloima mamzeru. The blood is a mamzer. So how could you say that it's ich a kosher? He said the blood is a mamzer. Ki yitma ahida ein leitakone, ki goin de kodish mi shechetshe eved bechetshe ben chayrin es bas Yisrael. V'achakach bo'aleo. It's speaking about that he was Makadish. And then it was Bola, the Kivan the Kid, Shavu the Kadeshis, Litzad Chayres. Avalitzad Abdis. So she's Makudeshis, Litzad Chayres. Vinimcha, Tzad Eved Shaboy, Mishtamish Beishasich. The Eved is Mishtamish Beishasich. Ulefichach, Avlad Mamza. Chalani, the Marshri, Bipnuya Marshri, those who were Marsha Bipnuya, Avabashashish, Afilabi Yisrael Ablad Mamza, Afilabi Yisrael Abalashashish Ablad Mamza, Pacholshkein, Ovid Kechavim Vavid, Aplech the Bola Abalay Kedushin Kosha. Now, the matter of you Ha'oris on this Gemara so far, one Ha'ore, Rashi, so Rabbi Yankov brings down the Sa'or and Emes Liyakiv, and he brings Remes in the Karen Eire is Ma'ira the Sa'or. Rabbi Yehuda had said, Havlad Ein Loi Takon. He doesn't have any Takon. So, L'chaire, this is the Loshen of Ein Loi Takon, but L'chaire Bipshat, that he can't marry anyone. He can't marry a mamzeres, and he can't marry a bas chayren. L'chayre, the vlad is a half a mamzer and a half of ben chayren l'chayre. From the outside tzad of this is a mamzer. Mitzad the tzad chayres is not a mamzer. L'chayre, the child should only takone. L'chayre pshat would be kipshuta. He can't marry anyone. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Ein loy takone, bebas Yisrael, Ain't it takone bibas Yisrael? But a bas Yisrael doesn't have a takone. Kloy ma mamza hu. Rashi would seem he's a ganza mamza. And his mutter be mamzeres. His mutter be shifche. Mamza's mutter be shifche. Which is very interesting. We have to understand that. I mean, it's very, you said it's very difficult to understand why it is that way. Why should it be that way? L'chaire, the way the Gemara is saying now, I mean, the whole mamzeres is coming from a chatzi eved. Why should the, why the zikher ashuta from the yitziris avlad, it's at chayres, the zikher mishtata from the yitziris avlad. So why should he be an ganzen amamza? That's one horror. We have to understand this, why it is that way. Number two, if someone is ma'ira, we find that a shivcha charufa, if a person is boil a shivcha charufa, so it's chayv an osham. Now, what is the shivcha charufa? So there's a machlokes. One of the yomer says, "Mesach des gitn a shivcha charufa." Zachatzi shivcha bechatzi bas chayren sheniskat shol la'avadivrei. Afal pikein, the person who is boil her does not chayiv misa. There's a chayiv osham. There's no chayiv misa. Dachsach me, there's a tshuvah Rabbi Kiveger. I can't recall where the tshuvah is. Rabbi Kiveger is mefalpo. Why is it that way? Why is there no chayiv misa? So I think Rabbi Kiveger has two tzadim. One tzad is, there's a chesaron in the bia. It's like a chatzi bia. Since it's only a half an ashes ish, so it's only like it's not, you don't have a whole, the bia is done in a chatzi shivcha also, so you don't have a complete bia in an ashes ish. So even though we will assume that the tzad eishis ish is 100% eishis ish, that means mitzad eishis ish should be a chiyav misa, but he only made a chatzi bi in the eishis ish. So that's why there's no chiyav misa. Or Rabbi Kiveger says that, I think he says this, I can't find the tshuva. Or Rabbi Kiveger, I think, says that since he's only a half eishis ish, so there's no chiyav misa. So I think Rabbi Kiveger is chayka. Why is there no chiyav misa? Is there no chiyav misa mitzad the ma'ase bia? It's called like a chatzi bia in an eishes ish. Or is there's no chiyav misa because on a chatzi eishes ish there's no chiyav misa. But so b'chal it's an issue that's not mechayiv misa. Now here we have a moiridik chiddush over here. Here we have a chiddush that here we have a chatzi eved is being boil an eishes ish. Now this is an eishes ish to a chatzi ben chayrim. This is a whole eishes ish to a chatzi ben chayrim. She's married to a chatzi ben chayrim. So l'chaira, we have to know it should be totally in this chakira. That means l'chaira, if we'll say there's a chason of a chatzi bia, l'chaira, here there's a chatzi bia in the tzad abdus is being boil on eishes ish. The tzad chayres is not being, the tzad chayres is being boil his wife. So, b'meila, if there's such a musig of a chatzi bia, I mean, it's more mechudish to not understand that the whole child is a mamza from a chatzi bia of an eishes ish. But al kaponim, that's what Rashi says over here. Rashi says that the whole child is a mamza, and it's called a bia eishes ish that shafs mamzeres, even though l'chayre And according to the second father of Rabbi Akiva, that Achatzi Yishus is no, there's no Dine Yishus Yish and Achatzi Yishus, here it could be, she's a Gansa Yishus Yish to Achatzi Ben Chayre. L'chayre, it would be Achatzi, it's Achatzi Bia in an Yishus Yish, and that makes the whole child a Mamza. But Al Kuponim, we can appreciate the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda, like this. The first time I looked at the Gemara, I thought, so what does he say about it? So it's a big deal. He said that Rabbi Yehuda, even though an Eved Abobas Yisrael, a Vlad Kosher, but if he's a Bola Yishish, the Vlad is a Mamzel. So, I mean, well, it was the whole Breidel with a Chatzi Yeved, a Chatzi Ben Choyren, that the Chatzi Ben Choyren was Mekadisha, but here Lemaisa, I mean, he's saying, a Merdik Achidish according to Rashi, the whole child is a Mamzel. Even though there was only a chatzi b'yishalissa, that creates a whole mamza, which is like a merdik mechudishtik. So the Gemara says, that's no good. V'omri nerdoi, b'shmei de Rab Yaakov, l'divrei ha-poysel, poysel afilu b'pnui. According to the man the Yomar, that passels on Eved HaBobas Yisrael, so he passes after the bepnuya. You don't need an eshesish. Le divrei ha-marshir, marshir afilo be-eshesish. And the one who is marshir, who says that Eved Abobas Yisrael avat kosher, so it doesn't matter if she is an eshesish. Eshesish will not make the child a mamza. Ushneim le-lamdu elo me-eshes of. In both of them, side those who hold that it's a Vlad Kosh and side that holds the holds of Vlad Posel, they both the Makir is Aishus of. Man the Posel Sova, Ma Aishus of Leitovsi Bokdushna Vlad Mamza. I've called the Leitovsi Bokdushna Vlad Mamza. The one that held that it's a Mamza held because the Makir of Mamzeus will learn out from Aishus of. It says, verse says the posik leikach hashesis ovu leigalik naflovu, and then it says layobi mamza bekal Hashem. So the Gemara darshins that mamzeris comes about from a bias isher similar to eshes ovu. So the one that says that mamza, the one that says that eved abal apnuya is havlad mamza, so he holds that the criteria of mamzeris comes about that the inyan of Eish Yisov is only a symbol of Itvisis Gdushin. That's the sibir of mamzeris. Itvisis Gdushin creates mamzeris. So Mamela, so he holds of an Akam Abobas Yisrael. It's also a bia of Itvisis Kedushin. So it's also a mamzer. I've called the Leitavsi Bagdushin of Lad Mamza. Let us just see the second Tosfos, 1 minute. Ma'ishas of him, Toma Ma'alashas of Shekain Koras of Misa. V'yeshlemi the Mamzeiris Tobit Visas Gdushin, Kedavrishas Lal. He held that's not a factor in Mamzeiris. The Mamzeiris comes about through Eat Visas Gdushin. So Mamela, that's true, Aishas of this Kores, but that's not the factor of Mamzeris. Mamzeris comes from Itvisis Gdushin. So Mamela Akuma Bobashis, so there's also Itvisis Gdushin. Uman de Marsha, in the man the Omar that says that Akuma Bobashis or Avot Kosher, Sava Maishas of the Lididei Loitovsi Bokdushin, Lachini Tosav Tavsi Bokdushin, Aishas of Zatzia, that between the boil and the nivel is Leitavsi Bokdushin. But Lachini Tavsi Bokdushin, but each one is about Visas Kedushin for with other people. No, these two are the Lavnei Visas Kedushin, together. Lafuki Evid Kichovim Ve'Evid Leitavsi Bokdushin Klau. That they're bechlala lavat visus kedushin by everyone. Here there's only between themselves there's a lavat visus kedushin, and akum ve'eved is bechlala lavat visus kedushin. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over. You say this to Rashi,
So the Rashba asks the Kasha, hey, what kind of pshat is this? That Eishis of the Arab Neitvis is Kedushin. No, between themselves, they're not of Neitvis is Kedushin. And Anakum is Lekulam Eloitov is Ba Kedushin. So the Rashba is Kolstein, so there's a bigger Labatvis is Kedushin. It's not only between him and her. So why should this be a reason that there shouldn't be Memzeris? So I'll first mention he brings later a Girsa from Rav Haigoin. That's not Geiris the way it says in our Gemara. And Rav Haigoin was Geiris as follows. Ma Eishis of Shezarei miyuchas achrov havlad mamzer. You know what this mamzer is? By Eishes of, because Zarei miyuchas achrov, because the child is miyuchas to the father. Havlad mamzer. Lafuki hai she'in Zarei miyuchas achrov. Here the zera is not miyuchas to the goyishe father, or to the eved, havlad kosher. So the Rashba asks, according to this Gilsa, so Bishloim, if he's an Eved, so Amadayim Elochamer, there's no Din Yichis. So Memelos, that's Ein Zarem Yichis Achav. But if he's a Goy, by Goyim there's a Din Yichis, the Gemara says, Naboy Yevimtei Beladen Ben Beladen, the Posik says that Goyim Am Yuchosim Achay Aviyim. So he says, but Beboa Bas Yisrael Eini Miyuchas Achav Dekori Bincha. So it's not called the child of the Goy. So Rav Haigoin had a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. That means in order to create Mamzeris, you have to consider that the child was created from Zorim. That means the Ov and the Eim are Zorim. That's called a Mamzer. But here, if there's no yichus bechlal to the Yov, it's ein zari miyuchas achov. So it's considered this is a child of the Yom. So there's no mamzeres. That's the svar of this mandiyom. But that's a new girs in the Gemara. This is a girs of Rav Haigoin. But our Gemara says something else. Our Gemara says that there shouldn't be mamzeres loitovsi bekedushin klal. So about the Rashba, they ask, it's a koshkein. So the Rashba says as follows. Ad kan leke lemitli betvises kedushin. When is mamzeris dependent on tvises kedushin? Ela bimi sheyesh le kedushin ba'alme. That is only a person who has kedushin ba'alma. The kiv in the east lay kedushin ba'achini. That means by eshesov. So the boyul, the ben has kedushin with others. Va'ohoche less lay in this matzav of a boal eshesov if he doesn't have alme mishem chumre de'erve zuhu. So why can't I have kedushin in this isha? So the chaymer ha'elve is my neyat vises kedushin. V'havu lo legabi ka'isha sof. So whenever a person is a baal tvises kedushin, and only in a certain case a baal isha sish or any other elve, there's no tvises kedushin, so we say the chayma ha'erva creates the e tvises kedushin. I will go the eved leitos tovsilu kedushin bebas yisrael, but a goy in eved that there's no tvises kedushin bebas yisrael do me la mishum chumre diyerve. So here it's not als chumre diyerve. Here, not the chaymer ha'elve is the sibe of itvises kedushin. Now, the love and kedushin. Period. Afilu bebas minon. Afilu agoyin. The goy doesn't have tvises kedushin. So memele. So it's not als the chaymer ha'elve. So the achronim. In Chedushi Rab Ruben, Simen Chav Gimel, Kovitz Ores, Simen Lamed Zayin, the Moira. But we have a Moira Diki Gemara. That is 100% true, that when the Akum Abo Abbas Yisod, that's a Pnuye, so the Itvis's Kedushin is not because Chayma Ha'elve, the Itvis's Kedushin is because Bechlal is alav Batvis's Kedushin, and Mamzeris is totally if the Itvis's Kedushin came about because of Chayma Ha'elve. It is no Chayma Ha'elve. Some say alav Batvis's Kedushin. But our Gemara says, man de marsha, marsha filibaisis ish. That's what our Gemara says. Now, we'll ask a shayla. When the Akum is Baalishis Ish, so this is a Bia of Itvis's Kedushin. Why is this a Bia of Itvis's Kedushin? So some will answer, there's two reasons why there's Itvis's Kedushin. One reason because a Goy Bechlal can't have Itvis's Kedushin, and another reason he can't have Kedushin in a Nation's Ish. So you have here two Sibis of Itvis's Kedushin. So the Shaila is, so why isn't the child a Mamzer of the second Sibbe? Lamaisud is a Sibbe of Itvis's Kedushin Mishim Choymer Elbe. So why isn't the child a Mamzer? So Rabbi Reuven says, the Gavre, the loy shayach beklal din kedushin, a person who bechlal a goy, that bechlal pasnit a din kedushin, is a filug sheyesh boy iser erve, loy shayach loyma de isbei nami, loy tofis kedushin machmas iser erve. You can't say in this beer, there's another reason, there's another factor why kedushin isn't tofis, given she'einam b'tayres kedushin. So he says, amoyr dikedeher, he says, that itvis's dushin machmas elve applies only if a person is about tvis's kedushin. So then we could say that the chaymer elve is creating itvis's dushin. But a person who bechlal is alav about tvis's kedushin, so we cannot say the chaymer elve is also a factor that there's no tvis's kedushin. Rabbi Chanan brings a interesting gemara in Masechtas Vochim to this yesod. The gemara, the din is as follows. The din is that a kohen, which is not roi lavoide, is not choilik bekotchim. Therefore, a kohen shenitmo is not choilik bekotchim because he wasn't roi lavoide. There's a mechudish tikedin, that a balmum is chaylik bekotchim, even though a balmum is not chosi lavoide, but there's a posik, a balmum is chaylik bekotchim. So the Gemara clears a shayla, what is if a balmum will become tomei? Will it be chaylik bekotchim? So the Gemara says, balmum vahu tomei. Even the loy chazi lehakrovi, samazay not chazi lehakrovi, zabalbu. V'rachmone rab, yei, in the Torah said that he's chaylik bekotchim, mali tomei, mali balmu. So Rabbi Chanan says, pshat, ahode tomei ain't a chaylik, mishum de tumosoi goyrim loy, shalay eroi lehakrovi. Aval bebalmum vuhu tomei, kivin shegam beloitu meine roi lahakri, im kein ein atume moinasoi milahakri, it's not considered that this person can't be makri because of tume. Tume is not a sibe by him. Tume is only considered a sibe by a person who is a barakrove. And the tume is my name from a krova, so then he's not chelik bekotchim. Shekvaru menua mipnei amum. Vachinami iser eishes ish, einay meinei atvises dushim ba'akum. You cannot say that a person who is alav atvises dushim bechlau, that the iser eishes ish is creating itvises kedushin. The Chaim Elbe is creating an itvises kedushin since he's a person that's bechlau alav atvises kedushin. Salkoponim, so we're back to the Shaila. So what is Pshat and Rav Yehuda? He says Rav Yehuda had said that Achatzi Yevet Vachatzi Ben Chayrin, that was Boil and Anisha, Bas Yisrael, the blood is a mamzer. So now we just said Man the Marsher is Marsher Afilu Be'eshes Ish. So what's Pshat and Rav Yehuda? So the Gemara answers, ki itma de Rav Yehuda ki goin shebo al eishes ish, that this chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrim was boil someone else's eishes ish. Benim tzat chayre shebo y mishtamesh ba eishes ish. The tzat chayres is boil an eishes ish. That means the tzad of this, there's no cheshman b'chal of eishes ish mitzad the tzad of this, because the tzad of this is la'abatvis is gdushin. But the tzad cheres creates mamzeres. And again over here, so l'cheire, again we could be ma'ire, what is the chiddish of Rav Yehuda? Now Rav Yehuda saying l'cheire, go raposh the zach. A ben chayrin is the boal an eishes ish of lad mamzer. So what is the chiddush of Rab Yehuda? The way we mentioned before that Chmein Rashi said that the vlad is a kule mamzer, is a complete mamzer from a chatzi ben chayrin. So that's the chayram mayodik chiddush. The chiddush is that there's a chatzi beer. And the vlad is a din of is a ganze mamzer, is mutter be mamzeres. So that's a muim de kechidish. That is the chidish of Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Ochi galsin de nimtze tzadav de shebei mishtamish beishes ish. Ledivre, so the Gemara said, no, ledivre hamarsha be'eved abo abas Yisrael, everyone learns the Meishas of the Mamzeres Legabo Ksiv. The holding of Mamzeres is mentioned by Eishas of the Ksiv Leikach Ishas Eishas of the Samach Loi Loyavi Mamza. So in Marin said, the speaking of King Shabo Al Eishas Ish, Mishamachi Avlad Ein Loi Takone Bebas Yisrael. The nimtza tzad cheres shel eved shebo leo mishtamish beishes ish. V'av al gav di ikula yeved avlad kosha. If it would be complete of the vlad kosha, he'd amoron v'divrei amarshir marshir afulu beishes ish. Oche mamzer mishum tzad cheres. But if a mamzer mishum tzad cheres, v'ave kishar Yisroel abo leishis ish tahavlad mamzer. And the Lashon of Rashi v'ahistoris that is a complete mamzer. Zog to Gemara weiter. Omar Ravine, Omar Li Rav Gaza, Ikla Rav Yosi Baroven La Asrin. Rav Gaza related that Rav Yosi Baroven came to our neighborhood, Vahava Uvde Bepnuye, Vahakshe, there was a Maise, an Akum Abo Ala Pnuye, and he was Marsha the child. Beishes Ish Upostle, but there was a Maise, an Akum Abo Beishes Ish, and he made him a Mamza. He says, not like the Nardoi said, man, the Marsha Fulu Beishes Ish. Rabbi Yosi Bar Oven differentiated between an Eishes Ish and a Pnuya. Omar Rav Sheishes, Lididi Amboli Rav Gaza, Rav Gaza told me differently. Number one, the Rabbi Yosi Bar Oven have, El Rabbi Yosi Bar Rabbi Zvide have. And they said, Va'arshe bein b'pnuy bein b'eishes ish, like the b'nei nod, like the nodoy said. Omale rav ache b'rei de rabbe le ravine ikla ameima la asrin. Ameima came to amokim, Va'arshe bein b'pnuy bein b'eishes ish, like the nodoy said. Behilches oived keichovim ve'eved aboa bas Yisrael ablad kosher Bein bepnuyo, bein beishis ish. That's like the Nodoy, that's how we pask. What does Rashi say? Rav Gaze Garsinen, av uvde be'evet gomu, bein beishis ish, k'damoran she'in oisem mamza mishi yesh le'kdushin al acherim. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Love achsherei l'rav mori baruchu, umanye bepulsei de bodel. Love was marsher rav mori baruchu. Now, rav mori baruchu was as follows. His mother was Rochu, who was the daughter of Shmuel, and she had been captured by Goyim, and a Goy was boil her. So he had a father, a Goy, and a mother, a Yid. His father, we'll see in Taisvis, was Megayer himself later, and he was called Issa Giyere. That was the father. But Bishaz Biyah, he was a Goy. So now there was a post up in the government for a Gabai, a Palnes, and Rove was Marsha of Rav Mori Baruchel. This Mori Baruchel was a Rav Mori Baruchel. So if, Chazal called him Rav, is a given fine mensch. Umanye bepulse de bok. Va'af agav de oma mar soim tosim olecha melech. We learn out from the posuk soim tosim kol mesimai sh'ato mesim. Al Yehu Elo Mikerev Achecho, it has to be Mikerev Achecho, Hakeven the Imoy Me Yisrael Mikerev Achecho Kerinebe. So since the Mitzad, his mother Rachel, he was a Yid, it's also called Mikerev Achecho. Let us see Rashi. Rav Mori Baruchu, Me Oyved Kechavim Abo Al Yisrael Ishavi, the pool say the bovel gaboim memunim al yisrael. It made him a gabe. Ha'af a gabe ger ba'alma osalim noisei paunis al yisrael. Ta'om alma, ha'kiven de imay me yisrael, mikar v'chich achacha karinebe. Let us see Taisvitz. Rova achshrei lav mori baruchu. Rova garsinen v'loi rav. The Rav Mori bereid Issa Giyere have, Rav Mori was the son of Issa Giyere, shoye b'meirove, k'demuchach peperik mishemeis. I'd just like to say over for 1 minute is a maise that the Gemara relates to mishemeis, and we have to understand the maise, but let's just say over the maise. The Gemara relates as follows, that Issa Giyere, the father of Mori, gave over to Rava a pikadon of 12,000 zuz. Rava was watching the money. It seems that Issa Giyere was getting old, and Mori, his son, was learning in the yeshiva, and the money was by Rava. So Rava was making a cheshbon, what's going to happen with the money? So he says, so Rava made a cheshbon as follows. If Issa Giyere will die, he's a ger, he's ein la yorshin. So Mori won't yorshin the money. It's nichts a ger, a rein kehefker. Amat neshchiv mera is ki yerusha shav yurabon. Whoever has a schus yerusha can give over amat neshchiv mera. Mori cannot, doesn't have a schus yerusha. Issa Giyere doesn't have a schus yerusha. He's not meirish. So he can give over amat neshchiv mera. To be maknet with chalipin, ein madbei anikne b'chalipin. To be maknet to Mori. To be maknet with Mashiche, Mori isn't here. The money is by me. To maknet with agav, Issa Giyere doesn't have any karke. To be maknet by my mitzloshtim, so that means if Mori will call me and tell me I should go to him and call they'll call that, Isigiyera will call me and Mori will, and they'll tell I should come and Mori should come and make my mitzvah. I won't go. I'm not gonna go. So I finished, so. See, he was saying this over in the Beis Medrash, and like he was counting the chickens, before they hatched. So someone popped up, you know what Isigiyera could do? He could be murdered that it belongs to Mori. Kinyan Adisa. And Lemaisa, it seems this conversation got back to Isigiyera. Isigiyera was made that the money belongs to Mori, and Rove had an akpode. Rove had a gewalt akpode by the... So lechere, it's a difficult gemore to understand. Now, lechere, we have to say, Rove could have done gewaltige Sachen with this money. I, Mr. Rav Mori also could have done gewaltige Sachen. But we see Rav Mori had a position in the government already. Could be didn't have panosa problems as great as Rove. Basich nishklo. But Al Kaponim, it's a very interesting gemore in Mishemes. Pulsi de bovo, memunik dom berkama de yume. Mai parhedren, lishkos parhedren, pulsi. Kivin de imay me Yisroel mikere vachecho kerinimbe. Mikan kosher le peirish hakontris. De peirish be'ilu nemorim. Gabi agrifes hamelach. She omru loy achinu ato. Vekoma vigmore de boise shon ischaibu seinem sho Yisroel kliye. The Gemara relates that Agrifas HaMelech learned the Torah, Chagasukes, and when he came to Sein Tosim Alecha Melech, Mikerva Achecha Tosim Alecha Melech, Zolgu Ein of the Boys. He got very emotional, and so they told him, the Chachomim were there, they told him, achinuat, it's nothing to feel bad about. Upirish bekuntre, so Rashi says over there, shekaru achinu, lefi shahoysa imi miyisrael. So, it was imi miyisrael. That means his father was Hudis, his father was an Eved. Agrifas, his father was Hudis, but the mother was a Yisraelis. Ulapeirushoi, a my nenshu. So why were they punished? Umrina nochi, kiven di imi miyisro mikar vachecho kerina be. That's a lochetake. That's called mikar vachecho. As long as one tzad is a tzad of Yisrael, it's sufficient. Va'avu gav de tanya betesefta de mamidin melech elamina misiim le kahune. So mistome teisvis held that maybe he's not misiim le kahune, he's not kosher le kahune. Before we see our Tosfos start, I'd like to say over Tosfos in Soite, Rashi said a Teretz on this Kasha, and Tosfos says a Teretz on this Kasha, and in our Tosfos we have a third Teretz. Rashi had this Kasha. They told him, Achecha Ato, because Imei Mei Yisroel. So Rashi says, the Afal gav the Imei mi Yisroel ein roi le Malchus the Eved hoya vizila milse. It's not, yeah, if you go up, he took in a halach, he's a kosher melech, but it's not, it's a zilzul. So Taisvi says that because of such a thing, it's not Nishaibu Seineim Shai Yisroel Kliye. And Tosfos brings down a Yerushalmi that day that they said this to Agrifas HaMelech, Harbei Chalolim Nergu B'Yisrael. Many Yidden were murdered that day because of this Maisa. So the Ri says, Amur Diketeretz. The Ri says, there's two dinim. There's a din Malchus, and there's a din Kol Mesimais Sha'ata Mesim. The Pasuk says as follows, Soim tosim alecha melech, mikerev achecha tosim alecha melech. That's what the Pasuk says. So Tosfos says there's two distinct roshes. There's a first, the mikerev achecha really is going on melech. So Taisvah says, Nesiyus Usroris Da'alme, from same Tosim that Chazal Barsh and Kolmasim, Mishata Mesim, Lo Yehei Elo Mikerev Achecho, really it's not going to Mikerev Achecho. But since it's Somuch to Mikerev Achecho, so on that is Maspik Avelo Mikta Seichecho. Avel B'melech Be'inin Sheime Ov Ve'em. But by Melech, you need the true Mikerev Achecho is Mi'ovaim. And only by Stamazay Nesim, Stamazay Sora is Maspik Mikzas Achecho. Taisi says, Amiradik Eloshin, Bezu Hoysa Chanufe, and this was the Chanufe, Shemolach Bezroya Shaloi Kedin, that Lamaisi was a Melech, he had power, was Shaloi Kedin. And they said, you're right. So Taisa says they couldn't protest because he was Melech Bezroya. But they could have kept quiet. Don't console him. Don't be mechazik him. V'zeu oynish achnife shemachnif lechaveiroi machmas yir osoi v'enichoshis al yiras ha-kodesh bochu. So that's how Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now let's see our Taisus. V'oymer Rabbeinu Shmu, Rabbeinu Shmu, so we have a kasha from our sugya that, and here our Taisus did not want to differentiate between kol mesimais and Malchus, so we have here a problem. So if Imam Yisrael is sufficient to call me Kerev Achecho, so why wasn't this good by a Grifas? So Taisva says, Vayimer Rabbeinu Shmu, the Hudas Leinosa Bas Yisrael. Lemaise Hudas did not marry a Bas Yisrael. Sheosa Tshuve Kinamrini Perkama de Baba Basra. He did Tshuve. At first he killed out the Chachomim, and he did a lot of things. But Al Kaponim, later he did Tshuva, and he built a new Beis HaMikdosh. So Memele, so he was about Tshuva. So who did he marry? So he married a Shifcha. So Memele, so it wasn't Imay Mi Yisrael. The mother of Agrifas was a Shifcha, because who this was from? He only married a Shifcha. He wouldn't marry anyone else. Ulekach nenshu, and that's why they were nenish. Va'afal pi shehoya eved, that Agrifas was a pure eved, and eved avola shivche, karu achinu. So lefi shehoya achiyem b'mitzvah. So they said, akrum epshat and posik. These mikarav achecho means that it should be a yid. And they said, achinu b'mitzvah is also, since you're an eved, and eved is mechui b'mitzvah skishe, that's also called achinu. Vossi Shapir, so Memele, so that's Pshap. Vossi Shapir, the Omer Shmu, Bepeka, so Yuchsen. Called the Omer, Mibes Chashminoi, Kosine, whoever says, I came from Mibes Chashminoi, Avdu, is an Evid. Because he originates, because who just killed out the whole Beis Chashminoi. Ushmu, Gufe, Islay, David, Kachon, Evid, Habo, Bas Yisrael, Havlat, Kosher. So why do you say, that Afilo, he's from the Hudas Malchus, so why is he an Eved? If they were Baila Basa, so why is Eved? Elevadi Lainos Yisrael, he's never married Yisrael, he married Shivchis and Mamela, so the Grifos was an Eved. Vim time of Artesis Amir de Kekash, Mikomo Kemamai Avdu, Valoy Mistomek Shemolach Hudas. When Hudas became Melech, Nishyayishu Bailov, so Mestama the Bailim, whoever he belonged to, Lemaise, it's Tamze interesting, he belonged to the Bnei Chashmenoi, I think. He killed them all out. Balkaponim, whoever the Bailim was, and some of them were Meyayish, Ushmul Islay, Hamafkir Avdo, Yotzel Lecheis, Vinsor Getshichar, Shmul holds, that you need an Eved Ish, if he belongs to someone, then the Shem Avdus remains. The minute he doesn't have an Adam, So Mameli became automatically Yosefet. Yishloime d'shema yimitzapim shtei gavosim u'shpilas. No, even b'abali b'tochen, and they never miyayish. Vimtayma, the hoche mashmet de geir shein imay mi Yisrael ein kosher lodi. Here it would seem that a geir that ein imay mi Yisrael ein kosher lodi. Yeah, because you need mekel v'achecha. Everyone is kosher lodim. We learned this already. One hakel is to tell us that a ger is kosher lodim. B'chodel asu yemamze. Mashmed the ger afa pisha ein imay mi Yisrael. Elosh nizgayel ba'atzmai the kosher lodim. The kerin alei. Now how do I know that ger means that he was mamish a goy, and he was megayer himself, because the Gemara makes a tzricha say. The Gemara says, if we would say ger, I would think dafke ger, because he's mutter lovi bekol. But mams is posel lovi bekol, he's posel lodi. That's why it says that a mams is kosher lodi. Niv would say mamza, I would think mamza de bomiti pukshair, avo ger de bomiti pepsule, so I would think that is posel lodi. Elosh nizga, avo bishenima misol, she's gabi yatsme, the kosher lodi, the krinvoi bomiti pepsule, the kama hosom, avo ger miti pepsule loim. So dachsme, this is a merdike toisvis. Toisvis is saying that the Gemara says the chesaron of ger because bar miti papsula, so Tosis is proving from that he didn't have a Yiddish mother. Now, what's the right? And if he had a Yiddish mother, it's also bar miti papsula. And the father was a guy. The father was a guy. So it would seem that if a guy of Bobas Yisrael have lot kosher, so we miyachas him completely to the mother. So my male, it's not called bomiti papsula. He's in ganze miyuchas to the mother. The mother's a ksheire. So Korot speaking about that he was a goy himself, was megayer himself. So you see that that's also good. V'yeshloime v'hosa mayri lodo in ger chaveri. They're speaking about that a ger is kosher lodo in who? Other ger. Ger dones chaveiro idvar teire, that is don chaveiro, another ger. Vim hoisa imay me Yisrael, don afilo Yisrael. That's the chilek. That means, our Gemara says, when is it called? Mikerev achecho, it's called Mikerev achecho. If it's imay me Yisrael, that's called Mikerev achecho. If it is not imay mi Yisrael, so then that's the mishma that ger is kosher lodin, but he's only kosher lodin other gerim. Bimtayma, so Taisa said now nikimte that a ger is kosher lodin other gerim. They don't even care about chach. Bimtayma bepeches av yuchsin amrinin mishu zuko avoysov mishaytre haram. If he's Meshoyter Rabim, so there's no problems of Yichus. So the Gemara says, Lememre, the Lemek Minim Psulim, you're not Mamik Psulim Meshoyter Rabim, the Raminim Hakel Ksherim Lodin Vam Rab Yudah Lasuye Mamza. So Lemaisa, we see that a Mamza is Kosher Lodin. So Taisu says, if we said a Yisod, that would a Ger is Kosher Lodin means is for the Gerim, So the Chayr, that would have said, Hakel Kshem Lodin is going on Mamza, so Mamza is Kosher Lodin, Lochayr for the Mamzerim. But if a person was Mishaitre, Harabim, and ganz klar Yisrael, then he's Taka Meyuchis. That face was Kashi. Umay Kushi, Dos Meinu Lodin, Nes Chavere. That means, just like by Ger, we say he's Kosher Lodin Gerim, so Mamza is Kosher Lodin Mamzerim. Yeshleima, no, you can't say that. The mamza, even the ovi ve'imai me Yisrael, b'kerav achecha karinim. By that's called b'kerav achecha, so he could be done everyone. Teide dodashinian olecha, who the binim b'kerav achecha, alecha an a yid, we need b'kerav achecha. The chaveri mamza mikri shapir olecha. That means, if you will assume that a mamzer could be done a mamzer. Now, the mamzer haniden is called olecha, same tosim olecha, that the mamzer haniden is a yid. And by olecha, you need mikarev achecha. So memele, so our kolchoch a mamzer is called mikarev achecha, because both parents are yidin. Shebor mizari Yisrael. So Tosfos says, so we have here a Mishnah, there are two Mishnahs. One Mishnah says, Hakol Ksherem Lodin is going back Geirem. One Mishnah says, Hakol Ksherem Lodin is going back Mamzerim. And it's true, we need both Mishnahs, but the Ksherem Lodin is translated in two different Neifanim. A Geir is permitted Lodin another Geir. He's not permitted to be Lodin Yisrael because a ger that because she's not mikarev achecha. A mamzer is called mikarev achecha. So if we say that a mamzer is kosher Lodin, it's kosher Lodin everyone. The perik echad in a moment the covered frichas a ben ger la mamzer. The moment is, why does he have to say hakok shem Lodin? Two mishnayos, one for ger, one for mamzer. So Tais says a merdik kash. Why need the two different dinim in ganzen? A ger is only kosher to be done gerim. A mamzer is kosher to be done everyone. Half of each ger and mamzer haluk if the ger in yidon elachaveiroi. So why do you have to make a tzirizah? Become a kumnok a tzirizah lefisha mishne shni yistam vayim chilik zem mefurish ba. I mean, the mishne says hakol kshayrim lodein and one is going a ger, one is going a mamzer. This fine point that a ger is only done gerim and a mamzer is done everyone, it doesn't say that in the mishne. So the gemara is going, the Mishnah is only speaking about the kashrus lodin. So the kashrus lodin gufa, the Gemara wants to say, I can make a tzriches. Zog the Gemara weiter. Avdei the Rebbe Chiye bar Ami atfalo lahi oivedes kechovim l'shem imtze. Rebbe Chiye bar Ami had an evaknani. And he was mapil a goite l'shem inse for a wife. Let us see what Rashi says. We should know what the story is. So Rashi says, atvol l'shem inse l'shem tvilas nide v'loy l'shem tvilas geres, that he tabled her for a ishus purpose, not for a geres purpose. That's why he tabled her. He took a goita and he tabled her for Ishus. Omar Rav Yosef, and it seems she got married to him, and they had a daughter. Omar Rav Yosef, Yachilna Lachshuri Bo Ubebrata. You know, I can be Marsha her, and I can be Marsha the daughter. That means I can say she's a Yidane, and I'll say the daughter's a Yidane. Bo kederavasi, doma ravasi mi leitovlo nididuso. We'll see in Rashi that a tvila l'shem nidus is equivalent to tvila l'shem geiris. So mamelus as she became a bas Yisrael with this tvila. Bebrato, naike bimarcha the daughter, eva kechov mevada bo bas Yisrael avlat kosher. So since she's a yidene, so even though the husband was an Eved, Eved Abu Bas Yisrael Avlat Kosher. So what did Rabbi Yosef say? So we hear here an interesting story over here. We hear here an Eved Knani that took a goite. We'll see as the sugya progresses, we'll see there's a little bit more prokim here, which we don't know of as yet. But he took a goite and he told, and he was matpoho for Tumas Nideh. And Rav Yosef said, this tvila helps l'shem geiris, and she became a geiris. We'll see with Kabbalah's mitzvahs, we'll see that in Tosfos. But Al Kaponim, well, just to plow through the Gemara, there was a Kabbalah's Mitzvahs before. Already Taisvah says, Bifnei Bezdin, and we needed a Tvila. This was not a Tvila L'Shem Geirus, this is a Tvila L'Shem Nidus. So Havasi said, a Tvila L'Shem Nidus is also good. So she's a Yidine. That's number one. Yechon L'Hach Sheba, so she's a Yidine. The Tvila is a good Tvila. She became a Geyeris with this Tvila. And number two, so since she's a Yidina, the daughter's also a Yidina. Because it's Abed Abobas Yisroel Avladkosh. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Let's finish the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi in Taisvis. Ahu, the Havikori lay Bar Armiyosa. There was someone, they used to call him the son of the Goite. Omar Avasi, Miloy Tovlo Lenidusa, she toiled herself for Nidus, so she's not a Goite, she's a Yidene. Ahuda Vekori Lei Bar Armo. They called this son, he's the son of a Goy, his father's a Goy. Omar Rabbi Shuben Levi, Miloy Tovlo Lekiruyoy. The father was Zichon Toivlo Lekiruyoy. So Memela, so that Tvila helps for the Geiris of the father. Don't call him the son of a Goy. Zot Rashi. Yachilna lachshuri bo liyus ki Geiris kmure. Va'af alpi shaloi tovo l'shem Geiris. Va'oma lekaman lo'ilom eine Geir at sheyimol v'yitvel. The Tvila, so Memela, you need Tvila. The Tvilas Nidus Alkala L'Shem Geiris David Keichovim Loitavla L'Nidusa. Well, see, this is a Yiddish Nihug. This is a Nihug of the Das Yehuda. See, this is a Yiddish Tvila. Goyim don't table themselves. So Memele, so a Tvila L'Tzoyrech Das Yehudi is equivalent to Tvila L'Shem Geiris. This is a daughter of Eved Habobas Yisrael. This is a daughter of Eved Habobas Yisrael. The ho nisgairazu, because the mother was nisgair. Habas Yisrael, afil lohochi kshay rabito, the bas is kosher, because, akamabo, Eved Habobas Yisrael, a blood kosher. So they were calling the son, he's the son of a goite. So Mamela, same thing over here. That's Rav Asi's Ashtikta. Lishnachine. The Rashi brings a Goran under Rav Shat. L'shem Inse, L'shem Ishus. Utvilas Geiris have a different story in Gansin. She was toivel herself L'shem Geiris. But the Geiris was because she wanted to marry him. Ela she'ein utvila, the Oma Beketzat, echad isha nizgay l'shem isha, v'echad isha shenizgay l'shem ish, einam geirim. That's Rav Nechemya Shita. Rav Nechemya holds if a person is megayir himself and the purpose of the geiris is ishus, so that's no geiris. So that was the story over here. So the story was that she tabled herself l'shem geiris because she wanted to marry him, and that wasn't a good tvila because it's l'shem. So he said, "Yachilu lachshuri boy yidei tvila sarcheres shetov la'achak kachlo nidus einoch enamitake." This tvila is apostle tvila, but later she wanted a mikveh. So the later tvilas will make her for a yidinim. Kach shamati v'koshali. So Rashi says, "I don't like this chat at all." Chod, the number one, the kabein and hulchasos malachik kulam geirim afil kulam geirim. Number one, we don't paskin like Rav Nechemya. We paskin that afil a person is megar himself l'shem ishus. It's also good geirus. Number one, afil mishna rishayin enami. Number two, afil you'll go according to Rav Nechemya and you'll say that taket is a problem that she did not become a geirus with the first tefillah. is loisalkula basla, if you'll say that the first tvila, since it was l'shem ishu, so it's no good, is basla nami loisalkula, so the second tvila is also no good. The lav l'shem shemayim nizgayra, that means this whole thing is a poyo yoytze from a geiris l'shem ishus, and if that's possible, so you hear nothing over here. The Loshen Rishon Ikev and Nirabeinai. Barar miyosish leitav limoy kshen izgayro. She wasn't told, mi leitav unidusa, boy, she tviloy lo le tvilas geiris. The Das Yehudis, see, this is a Das Yehudis. Vechein mi leitav ole kiruyoy, the same thing. Let us see Toysvis. Atvolo lahi oivedes kechovim, vishum insu. So Taisva says, Shahoyo Reitze Liyachtaloi. This Eved wanted to, he was an Eved Knani. And he wanted it to be Miyachid, this Goite for him. He wanted to be Miyachid, this Goite to him, for him. Vahoyo Matvilo, Kederech Kol Benois Yisrael, Shetoivlois Mishetavuo Linosei. So he wanted to be miyachid her to him, and he saw in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, whenever someone marries someone that wants to marry someone else, she has to table herself. He wanted something to be a real kosher, so he wants to be miyachid her to him. So Memeli told him, before, it's a taboo linosis, you have to go to the mikveh. B'toyah hoyah. So Taisi said, but he made a mistake. Now, Taisva says, he brings down the Gozmer of Ransberg, Taisva's Nidid of Memzayim. Taisva's Nidid of Memzayim says two things. Thing number one, Taisva says, Amir of the Kizach. Now, this is very Mechudishtik, but Taisva says over there, L'chay was speaking about an Eved Knani who learned Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I mean, he told her that she should table herself. Ishtavu alinasi, you have to table yourself. He wasn't too big a lamdan, but he was about to be Mr. Kerbet. Fine. So he wants that she should table herself. And so Taisva says he made a tois. What was the tois he made? The Memison, a great stomach is not a neither. That's number one. Number two, the Rabbonon said that a goite has a denida. With the Rabbonon, a goite has a denida. They gave a denida. So if a yid is boil a goite, he's like altsnida with the Rabbonon. He gave makas mardis altsnida, altshivche, this for his four things. So Taisva says, but they only made this gzeira for yid, not for avodim. That's what Taisva says. So that means, according to his limited knowledge, there was no need for her to table himself, because for an Eved, they didn't give her the need on her. Number one. So he made a mistake. Number two, but Taisva says that Amir de Kechidish, Taisva says that an Eved is Mutter and Agoite, which is Amir de Kechidish. Because, l'chein eved es chayv b'mitzvah skeishe, aval ke Taisa says over there, I don't know if Taisa goes on Agamah, but Taisa says over there, klo, that an eved is mutter nagoy, ten a shivka is mutter nagoy. That there's no iso. Whatever the iso is by, so Taisa says that also. So l'maise, that's that. Number three, there's a Mordeke Ha'ore from the Yashra Shakim, a very Lomdish Ha'ore. Now, this Eved Knani did not know this Taisus, that's for sure. Okay, but Al Kaponim, so what did he know? He knew that a Goy has a din of Nashkaz, that a Goy has a din of Nide, so a Mele, so she should table herself. So, Yashul Shakiv, pshat is, if you know that din, so a goit is a din of nida, so the tvila will make her eyes nida. That means, cause man, she's a goit, she has a din nida. The rabbonin gave a goit a din nida. So how could the tvila help? That means it's gonish eisgehalten. His, why would he table to that's gonish eisgehalten? Because she still remains a goit. Now let us see the next toisvus. Milay tovlo lenidusa. Taim the omar lekama. The geir tzorich shloisha the mishpat ksiv bei. Geiris is considered mishpat, and just like by mishpat you need three dayanim. So by geiris you also need three dayanim. Vafilu leman the omar bereis sanhedrin. Dvar Teire Chadna Mikosha, that could have been a Teire, one dying is also good. Is Mikomakem in Derech Noshim Lohovi Ishi Moem Bishas Tvila, but when women, this Maisa Amiyoso, Miloi Tavla Lenidusa, she wasn't, there was no Tvila Shem Get, Miloi Tavla Lenidusa. So Teis says, but you need, it's a Mishpat, you say the Geiris needs Bezden. So a fellow one dying is kosher in a teire, but when she went to Teivel and Nidusa, she did not bring an ish alone. So there was no bezden there. The isha, maybe she did bring a woman with her, but in a ruyelodai, isha is not ruyelodai. To this nan, kola kosher lodai, kosher lahoi. Whoever is kosher lodai is kosher lahoi. Ubehed ye isa bi rishalmi de yume, me ato she ein isha me ido, since an isha is posoloid, ein a idono. Udvoira, so now Taisa says, oh, if a woman is posol to be a dying, so what's pshat visha if that is as Israel? Loi hoisa, so Taisa says two mahalchim. Mahalch number one, loi hoisa done. That means there were three scharim over there, and they subduchkir at the inyan with dvoira. She didn't paskin, but she taught them out. She told them all the tzaisus and the tzivus about kaponim, but she didn't paskin. She's pasalodi. Inami alpi hadibu shani. I don't know exactly what tzaisus means over here. If Taisvus means there was a meyuchedik dibur that she could be a shayfet, that's very unclear. That means if there's such a cloud that kolah kosher, you have to know where this cloud we derive this cloud. But if there's such a cloud, kolah kosher lodin, kol kosher lodin kosher lahoid, and then Dionysus is totally in Edis, so. There was a special dibur ayro show that she should be done. Maybe that's what Taisvus. Inami apia dibur shiny. So then Lachera Taisvus should have said a little differently that there was a dibur that she should be a shayfet. Not apia dibur shiny. Perhaps Taisvus means to say that her whole mishpat was alpia dibur. That means, if you have a dayan that's done with ktsois and nesivis and shachem taz, then he has to be a kosher lohoid. But she was done alpia dibur. She didn't paskin with ktsois and nesivis. She paskin alpia dibur. She was a nevuah, a neviyah. So that's a different type of a dayan. Like it says, Chvei Shloima will be, the Melech HaMashiach will be done, Apia Reach. So it could be, and that's a different type of a dayim. Then you have to know, like, Shemayim, but I don't know, Klo, what Taisus means. If Taisus means it was a Meyuchadik Dibul to, or the Dayonis was Apia Dibul. Be Shloima, Haide bin Shloisha, so Taisus is a Yusot. Haide bin Yishloisha, haine le Kabbalas HaMitzvus. Kabbalas HaMitzvus, you need a bezin. Avoloi le Tvila. So let us just see the Taisus Rishonim for one second. Metzorach loim b'dohocha mairi, shekiblo kva HaMitzvus, v'diyu HaMitzvus, kalas v'chamuris, v'ilavochi leisagi b'tvilas nidusam. So the Taisus Yishonim says, now we have a new outlook on our Gemara. We're speaking about these Noshim came to Bezin. These Noshim came to Bezin, they were Mekabel Mitzvahs already. And that was done b'fnei Bezin. So now they were only missing a Tvile L'shem Geiris. So in this Tvile, the Gemara says a Tvile L'shem Nidus is also sufficient. Aval gav dem Rina lekama de shnei tamid achomim oim demi bachut, hane lechatchile, dadiv tvei. That's one teretz. V'yesh meforshim, another teretz, kivin de yadu amoyre de keteretz, the kivin de yadu ala kol shetovlo, could be in the best din b'shastvilo also. The bekivin de yadu ala kol shetovlo, everyone knows, milay tovlo l'niduse, is ki'ilu oimdim sham dami. So you have, the Weltstaitach Dalton. Just like Rav Moshe was Mater Chol of Stam, it says like it's a non sadi that they won't be Ma'arif Chol of Tomei. So here there was a non sadi. The world knew. We knew that she's Tevel. No one was ever there Bishas Tefila, but we knew she was Tevel and Nidusa. So it's considered we have a Bezdin there Bishas Ma'is. I'm Moshe the Ketaisus. Umiu Kosher the Tefilas Nida Balayla. The Kaman Amay Metvila Ger Balayla. According to the second teretz, we have a problem. But if we'll say the first mahalach, but the whole din of mishpat on kabbalas mitzvahs also shaper. For then the matvilin elu b'yayim hainu lachatchila midarabonon.